Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries broadcast with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I will be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, and they have a broadcast that comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. And the name of their broadcast is Turn On The Light Broadcast. Turn On The Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And they come on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their senior pastor is Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, their lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones, and their youth pastor is Pastor Zachree Osler. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. So I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
I like that, y'all.
Very present help
in my time of need, standing right there just to see about me. Oh,
another day,
angel. One more day, girl.
Your
the Lord kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it. Oh, oh, oh.
God kept me.
And I just want y'all to know this tonight. I made it.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. A lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it. By the grace of God, y'all.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, talking to turn. All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was going to bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still
I'm
here
still
tonight.
Here.
Hallelujah. I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through. Hallelujah. Is that your confession tonight? That's a reason to praise him, amen. Through it all of the heartaches, all of the disappointments, all of the accusations, all of the trials, all of the troubles, through it all, still here. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. And thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. We're going to be coming out of the book of Numbers. Numbers, the 23rd chapter. We're going to read verses 19 and 20. Then we're going to go to Romans, the 3rd chapter, read verses 3 and 4. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verses 19 and 20. Romans, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 and 4. Numbers 23, verse 19 reads, God is not a man that he should lie. That first part could preach all by itself. God is not a man. God is not a man. Somebody need to hear that tonight. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So verse 19 again. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Verse 20 says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Says, he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Now let's go to Romans, the 23rd, Romans, the 3rd chapter, verses 3 and 4. And it reads, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" Here's the answer, verse 4. "God forbid. Yea, let God be true, that's another thing that can preach all by itself. Let God be true. Let God be true. But every man a liar." Every man a liar. "As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged." Now we're going to read those again. I'm going to read it out of the Message translation. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, verses 19 and 20. And it reads, "God is not man, one given to lies, and not a son of man changing his mind. Does he speak and not do what he says? Does he promise and not come through? I was brought here to bless, and now he's blessed. How can I change that? What God has blessed, man cannot change." Somebody need to receive that tonight. What God has blessed, man cannot change. Now let's go to Romans, 3rd chapter, 3 and 4 in the Message translation. And it reads, "So what if in the course of doing that, some of those Jews abandoned their posts? God didn't abandon them. God did not abandon them." A lot of people like to ask the question, well, where is God? Why did he leave me? Why am I all alone? And his word says that he will never leave nor forsake us. This says, "So what if in the course of doing that, some of those Jews abandoned their post? God didn't abandon them. Do you think their faithlessness cancels out his faithfulness? Not on your life. Depend on it. God keeps his word. Depend on it. God keeps his word, even when the whole world is lying through his teeth." Scripture says the same. "Your words stand fast and true. Rejection doesn't faze you." Glory to God. That right there says that it's not personal. No matter how we treat God, he doesn't take it personal because his word is true, whether we believe it or not. whether we're faithful or not. His word is true, and rejection does not faze him. That's called unconditional love. Unconditional. Glory to God. I was talking to the Lord and I asked him, Father, what are you saying during this time? Doubt and worrying, anxiety, panic, even anger and frustration, fear. What are you saying during all of this? And what do you want me to tell your people? These were his words. Tell them this. I am still God. And that's the title tonight. The title of the message tonight is, I am still God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to assemble, to come together in this most holy place of your presence, to receive what you would have to say to us tonight, God, to equip us and encourage us, to build us up, Father, prepare us for what you have called us to do. Father, we sit at your feet. We open our hearts, our minds, our spirits. And we say, pour into us, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, Father, for being who you are, our Father in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I am still God. No matter what we're facing today, no matter what the situation is, no matter what your challenge, your issue, your battle, God said, he is still God. Let's go to Psalms 46 chapter. Psalms 46. He said, I just want you to remind my people of who I am. Just remind my people of who I am. Psalm 46, I'm going to start at the 8th verse. And it reads, come. Remember last week we spoke about gathering yourselves together. Don't go get somebody else. No, focus on you. Gather yourself together. It says, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. We do not war against flesh and blood, but of principalities, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But we see here that nobody is raising a hand. It's like we're in a movie theater watching God do what he does. He said, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he had made in the earth. And these are some of the things that he does. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. So that means our enemies don't even have anything to fight with. They're defenseless. He turneth the chariot. He burneth the chariot in the fire. And verse 10 says, be still. Be still. So that right there says that we don't have to do anything. Stand on his word. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Glory to God. Didn't that just do something to you? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Selah means to just pause and think about what you just heard. What a picture. That means we already have the victory. Already. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. I am still God. Now let's go to Psalm, the 50th chapter. Psalm 50, verse 1. Says, thee, not a, not one, but the mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. The mighty God. That's Elohim, Jehovah, meaning he's the God of gods. That's who he is. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. So we're his reflection. That's why I often say we don't just represent him, but we represent him. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He created us in his image, after his likeness. When people see us, they should say, boy, y'all Christian, y'all sure look just like y'all daddy. He spit y'all out. Says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Verse 3 says, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what's that sacrifice? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. That's that word again, Selah. Pause and think on what you just heard. Our God shall come, and he won't be silent. Oh, he's going to be recognized. People going to know when he show up, because he's not sneaky, he's not deceiving, no, he's bold. That's why he told us that we can come boldly to his throne. Says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by my sacrifice. So that's the condition. We have to have made Jesus our Lord and Savior when he comes. Must be born again, because judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. And what is he looking for? The blood of his son Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. It's coming. Now let's go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. I am still God. I'm going to start at verse 18, Isaiah 45th chapter, verse 18. And it reads, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. God himself that formed the earth and made it. I know we hear other things about how the earth was formed, how it came into being, says God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. He created the earth to be inhabited. It says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So if it's not right, if it's not righteousness, it's not of God. Plain and simple. If it's not right, and if it's not done according to his righteousness, seek me first and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, his right way of doing things, then all these things shall be added unto you. And what's the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when you do it God's way, it's done right. You have peace and you have joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Verse 20 says, assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Did you hear that? Any other God outside of the God of gods, the mighty God, Elohim, Jehovah, any other God outside of him cannot save. Verse 21 says, tell ye and bring them near. Let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient times? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me? A just God. A just God. a holy God, a righteous God, a faithful God. That's who our God is. And a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. All God's enemies will eventually be ashamed. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. God is going to get his glory. And verse 25 says, in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. So let's keep in mind that Jesus was sent for the Jews. They were God's chosen people. And because they rejected him, then that's where God's grace came in at. And so he adopted and accepted us into his family. But we should not stop praying for Israel to be saved, for them to recognize and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That should be our daily prayer, that Israel will recognize and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now let's go to Isaiah, the 46th chapter. Isaiah 46, verse 3. And it says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which I carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me? And make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like. So this is a challenge. God says, who is it that you will compare me to? None can compare. Who is it that you will make me equal to, that we may be alike? There's nobody like our God. You are Alpha and Omega. There's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Glory to God. I just had to let that out. There's nobody like you, God. Verse 4 says, and even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Verse 5 says, to whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. Talking about false idols, golden images. Verse 7 says, they bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him. You hear that? Says, they bear him, this false god, they bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, water shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer. Glory to God. Nor save him out of his trouble. So you got these people crying and worshiping this false idol, man-made image. And it says that he cannot even answer, nor can he save him out of his trouble. But, you know, this verse 7, it starts off by saying, they bear him upon their shoulder, and they carry him and set him in his place. But then in verse 4, God says, and even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you. See the difference? People carry false gods, but our God carries us. Glory to God, and delivers us. That's the difference. I am still God. Verse 8 says, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declare the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. Not only have I spoken it, but I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. But not only have I purposed it, I will also do it. What I've spoken, I will also bring it to pass. What I've purposed, I will also do it. I am still God. Let's look at the word still. Wrote down a few definitions for the word still. Still means always, continually. It means in a progressive manner, increasingly. It's used as a function word to indicate the continuance of an action or condition. That's what still means. It means in spite of that. Still means in spite of that, the word that. It means nevertheless. In spite of what has been said or implied. Let's turn to Exodus, the third chapter. Exodus 3, showing that verse 13, says, in spite of that, Exodus 3, verse 13 says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? So, God, you telling me to go to these people. But when I go to them, who shall I say sent me? Verse 14 says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. So, I am. In spite of that, I am. I am, nevertheless, I am. I am, in spite of what has been said or what has been implied, I am. I am still God. That's who I am. Verse 15 says, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. I am. That's who I am. Glory to God. Another definition for the word still, even. Even being without break, irregularity, means to be smooth, level, steady. That's what still means. Says nothing fazes him. Nothing fazes God. I just heard smooth operator. That's who God is. The smooth operator. Glory to God. Another word for still is yet. The word yet. That means to be on top of everything else. On top of everything else. I am on top of everything else. That's who I am. No less. I am no less. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Means up to now, so far. I am up to now, God. I am so far, God. Continuously up to the present time. I am continuously up to the present time still. I am still God. That's who I am. Now let's go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. We'll be closing out. Isaiah 55, starting at verse 1. And it says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. That sounds kind of contradictory or like an oxymoron. Don't say come and buy, buy without money. Because it's not a price. Says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Says, hearken diligently unto me. Let's go to Hebrews 6 chapter. Hebrews 11 chapter. Hebrews 11 and the 6th verse. Hebrews 11 and 6. And it reads, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So that's what I just thought about when I read this. It says, hearken diligently, going back to Isaiah 55, second verse. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So that's what we should be doing. While he may be found, we should be seeking him, getting in his word, calling upon him while he is near, in his presence. And verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. But I want to end with this. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I am still God. Father, thank you for your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh.